This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Nicole, welcome back. Where were you?
Good morning. I was in Omaha, Nebraska at the Plant-Based Products Council conference. It's a mouthful. PCP or PBPC.
Is that all foods or was it plastics and stuff too?
Everything. So everything? Yeah, and anything kind of circular bioeconomy. So plastics, food, really non-food related actually, but yeah, it was super interesting.
And so you were a featured speaker or a panelist.
I was.
Okay, how does that happen? Not that everybody doesn't get invited to Omaha to talk about plastics and plants.
Right. Yep. So we have been working closely with the Corn Refiners Association and with the Plant-Based Products Council on our IFAB tech hub. And so we've gotten to know the folks over there, James Glick and Robin Bowen. And so they invited me to come speak on one of the panels about creating tech hubs, but then also creating a bioeconomy, sustaining that, what that looks like for companies. So if companies are expanding, you know, you get companies of all size there, but if they're looking to expand, what are the things that they need to know before they come to the community? You know, what's most helpful for us so that we can help them the best? So yeah, it was interesting.
Do these people have like a sense of humor? And
I'm assuming
this, like this has got like a very specific place and very specific people. This is a conversation we've been having in this community for years. I remember when what was then A.E. Staley, maybe at the beginnings of Tate and Lyle, now of course Premier, you know, were replacing petroleum in manufacturing carpet. And people didn't realize, well, you can use corn to literally, you want to use less oil and you want to use less, and that was like, people had no idea. And that's got to be 16, 17 years ago.
That's come a long, long way. And so, for example, I'll give you an example. So the gift bag that they gave me for being a speaker, it came with a coffee mug that was made with wheat straw and plastic.
Okay.
Right? A journal made with recycled paper on the inside, and the cover was made from cotton. They have ballpoint pens. The conference lanyards were recycled, constructed from our pet material. I mean, when you kind of get into it, you can see how much can be converted from petroleum-based products into bio-based products. And really that is what we are doing here in Decatur.
Yeah.
And that's the way of the future. And so it was fun to be in that group. And I'll be honest, it goes very deep. And one of the panelists on another panel was talking about seaweed, right? Like all the things they can make from seaweed and how fast seaweed grows. It can grow 2 feet a day, right? So we're talking about plant-based products. Naturally around here, it's not going to be seaweed. It's going to be corn, soybeans, things like that. But super interesting and a pleasure to be meeting with all of you.
What's our reputation in this arena? I mean, our community, you know, Central Illinois.
Oh, big.
Yeah.
So obviously ADM, Premiums of the world are dominant in this space. But there are a lot of smaller companies that are doing some really cool things. And so everybody, you know, being in the room together there, it was a pretty intimate group. I think I want to say there was about 100 people there. So you really had a good chance to talk to everybody. You had some entrepreneurs in the room and then some more established companies. It was neat.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thanks. It was cool.
It's nice to be invited elsewhere to tell people about what we're doing here, right? I mean, sometimes we're our own worst enemy in that regard. It's like what we're doing here has such value, they'd like to know about it in Omaha. That's a good thing. So what can we talk about? I don't know what we can talk about for next week. I'm kind of stoked, and I feel like it's like crickets, and I'm like, I want to get everybody excited. But there's a big deal happening next week.
Yeah, so Innova Feeds pilot plant is opening and going to be, they're cutting the ribbon, as they call it, an inauguration. And so they are commissioning the plant, and so the bugs are being grown. And I was on a call with them a couple of weeks ago, and the first one was hatching, and it was very exciting. It was like somebody was having a baby over there. They're just waiting around, and it was super fun. So it's been just such a pleasure, I guess, from my seat, sitting here and seeing them, you know, first from their interest in the U.S. and then their interest in Decatur and then committing and the whole process and getting them here. I mean, this started before the pandemic again. So just to kind of give you a perspective on the length of time it takes for these things to come to fruition. And this is just their first part of the plant, right? It's going to expand greatly from here.
All right. When were they here meeting the media? How long ago has that been?
That would have been 2 years ago.
That sounds, I guess, about right. Yeah. So we were up in ADC's office, and they're such a global company. I mean, you know, with the accents and the languages and the, based out of France, and it's so much fun. So I think we're doing our show there that morning. to be able to give you a more detailed. So, because a lot of people in the media get invited to something or whatever, you know, you kind of get like their version of what happened. We'd rather be there and talk to the folks and let you hear firsthand. You know, the investment they're making is just unbelievable and what it will mean. And then it just feels like the first of many kind of things, doesn't it? I mean, like that is that there is a good chance to get that snowball rolling here.
Yes. And that's, you know, that was kind of the front end of the snowball. And now it's, we've got these other projects lined up, right? LG Chem, Broadwing, and others that are at TCCI, of course, right? All these that are coming. And again, though, it takes a little bit for the walls to actually go up and get into production, but they were the first in there. They're getting there and it's very exciting.
Well, we're very excited for them.
Yeah. And just really good people.
Help them tell their story because it is very different to us. You know, one of the things you notice when you go to Europe or you travel abroad somewhere, we're so centric to how we do everything here that we really, as people, don't have a great understanding of how the rest of the world operates.
Sure.
And this protein thing, if you buy a chocolate bar, in Europe, this is what you're doing. And I know everyone here goes, or we don't understand it fully. I just think the fact that the jobs and the money and all the stuff that's going to be created right here is such an amazing story for us that we want to be out there making a big deal for them. And then let everybody know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, congratulations to you. I mean, I know this is a full circle thing.
It is. Yeah. It's fun to see and it's great. Especially when you get a chance to work directly with the company and just getting to know the people and how excited, because these are big career moments for them as well. And it feels like you're celebrating your friend's achievements.
Yeah.
And so we're super stoked.
And I want to thank Dane and the crew from ADM and everybody for helping to work on this. And hopefully that will come to fruition and we'll be out there next week.
Yeah. Hey, was that hatching in Decatur?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. So they're already here in the lab.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What, do you think they were going to fly them over?
Maybe. I mean, to get a jump start? Seriously, why not?
So it's super interesting. I mean, they're very, I don't know if temperamental is the right word, but they have to get adjusted to their environment, right? And then
The
amount that you're feeding them and the what kind you're feeding them. I mean, if you've, you have a baby at home.
I have a fish tank.
Same. Those fish. Yeah. I'm like, why is your water cloudy today? What's going on? I'm sure their work is a little more technical, but yes, it very much felt like raising a child. Like, oh, is it making it gassy? I don't know. Are we switching formula?
That's neat.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
All right. Well, we hope to make that happen. It's going to happen for one. One way or another, next Thursday. So kudos to them. And it is amazing how quick 2 years goes by.
Oh my gosh. I look at my schedule sometime and I'm like, when is there a break? There's no break, right? You're just going from 1 year into the next and the next, which is good, right? It means we're super busy. But the years are certainly, seem like they're picking up pace. It's probably just a product of
it is, the older you get, 1 year means less and less math. There also seems to be, economic development to me, I've been doing this for a long time, 28 years, 29 years. I don't, it was always, the state can't get anything done, there was a lot of excuses about why things weren't happening.
Sure.
And I don't mean that as a pejorative to anyone or person or any, it just sort of felt like, well, we'll just go with the narrative that the state's hard to do business with, so therefore it's hard to get anybody to look at the state, so therefore it's hard to get anybody to look inside the state, which means getting to us. Mm-hmm. That just felt like that was the message.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that there wasn't stuff that happened and things have happened, but it just feels different today. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like it's pie in the sky. I don't feel like I'm just being, the red. There's actual traction and it's sticky and one thing's rolling into another thing and rolling into another thing. And maybe not all of it will come to fruition, but man, it feels like the ball is just rolling.
It is. It is. And, there's a lot of factors that play into that. One of which, though, the state is getting a lot better job of celebrating its wins and telling its story.
And they listen to people. I had this conversation with Deputy Governor Andy Menard out at Farm Progress. Mm-hmm. He said the first year, the first administration, first term, they were doing so much catch up. But he goes, we finally started sitting down and listening to business leaders and people. Yeah, you can have all this over here. But if you look at the state overall, it's not nearly what people will paint it on some political sides. And in fact, there's been tremendous growth.
Mm-hmm. There has been. I was talking to a company when I was in Omaha and they said, we're looking in Nebraska. We want to look in Illinois, but we just hear it's really unbusiness friendly. I looked them straight in the eye and I said, well, if that was the truth, then why are we winning so much?
Yeah.
And they said, well, that's a good point. I'm like, listen, you got to look at the overall cost of doing business and some, you know, and the type of business you have. And for them, it would make perfect sense for them to be in Illinois and specifically in Decatur. And so we're working on that now, obviously. But, you know, it's just, again, if you're not out there telling your story and you're not celebrating and you're not loud about it, others will take the opportunity to put you down because it's a competitive environment. That happens on sports teams. That happens.
But it happens in politics. And it doesn't matter whether it's good or bad for the state to them. You know, and this goes red, blue either way, right? Yeah. You go, this is a blue state where the red says nothing good happens here. You can go to a blue state, you know, or a red state, and the blue will say nothing good happens here. But if you look at the facts and over the last couple of years and what they've done with rainy day funds and what they've done with recruiting businesses, and Illinois is ranked very high in those recruitments over the last couple of years, yes, compared to all of the other states.
Right. Yep. And we keep moving up on the charts, and you know, but it takes a lot of work to get your finances in order, to get your business on the right track. Right. So if you look at Illinois as a business, the most helpful thing we can do is to have your employees championing your business and, you know, working to make things better and make improvements where improvements need to be made so that we all win.
Absolutely.
For the people keeping track at home, you have like 4-year lead up to NovaFeed, and you listed other projects, Broadwing, mm-hmm, TCCI, that are going to come. They're actually here. Boom, boom, boom. Do you have a sense for after that? I'm being a little greedy here. Does it feel like we're now running and the community can start to see this stuff happening? Or could we maybe temper our expectations? Where do you feel like the trajectory is?
No, I think the expectation should be that you'll start to see, you know, there's so much work that has to be done before you ever see any, you know, any turning of the land or, you know, stakes in the ground. And so I would say within the next 3 years, you're going to see all of these up. Right. But it takes a while to get going. But once they're up in the meantime, you're going to have more in the pipeline that are on their way. Right. And so, yeah,
that's more of the question. You feel like the pipeline's going now.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But there's stuff we have to do as a community on the other end of that workforce development. You know, there's a lot of things where, hey,
we gotta do our part.
We're bringing this. Yeah. We may have more, but it's all going to be depending on what kind of workforce you have to fill those jobs. I mean, that goes hand in hand with all this. And in a perfect world, you bring brain power into your community, meaning some of these companies are going to recruit and hire people to move here and work here. Yep. And then you get the workforce here ready for these jobs because people aren't going to invest this kind of money if they know they're going to have a hard time hiring the people to run what they've spent all this money on.
Right, exactly. So you have to tackle it from both ends, right? From a community perspective, we have to be ready for people to move in, which means we need housing, we need new apartments, we need, you know, all of that, the quality of life aspect for people who are new and we're trying to attract here. So that has to be worked on. In the meantime, we've got to work on upskilling and bringing folks into the fold that maybe haven't worked in a number of years since the pandemic. We've got to bring them into the fold. So looking for resources and programming for that. It's got to happen at all the way up and down the ladder, because that's how you get career paths, right? If you kind of think of it as a ladder, you're not going to move from one, you know, the very bottom rung to the very top. You've got to move throughout that, and you've got to also have to make room for that. So that's, you know, that's something that we're constantly focused on working on
But in this world, we're sort of, it's crammed down our throats that it's always an either or proposition. You got to do it all.
Gosh, no,
and you have to do it all simultaneously, all right?
Yes.
And the good thing is, you know, the city spent a lot of money looking at our workforce, you know, and developing or they know where underdeveloped areas are, and there's different stories behind this. So a lot of this work's been done. It's just a matter of getting it over the hump.
Yes. And so because of that workforce ecosystem study, now we have a plethora of data that we're using for a federal grant for a recompete, is what they're calling it, recompete distressed area pilot program. And we're a finalist for that. And we found out that we are the only, I thought we were one of two, but we are the only community in the nation that received Tech Hub designation. And in our recompete phase one approval, plan approval, also have a plan to boost that Tech Hub workforce. We're the only one in the nation out of hundreds and hundreds of applications that have a plan ready to go that we're asking for funding for. And so that application is due on the 25th of this month. It's been a little nutty of getting that ready to go, but that's another one that's going in. So again, we're looking at this from all angles. We're trying to find resources, really big. I mean, we're talking tens of millions of dollars, right, to pour into our economy, both on the workforce side, on the infrastructure side, to start building out these ecosystems so that when these companies come and we can sustain our current companies, that we continue to win.
All right. You got to go to a meeting right now to get ready for the 25th of this month.
Yes, I do. So, 9 meetings day. It's a, it's a way to finish up the week.
It's a good thing, though. It's just kudos to you and everyone that's involved, because I just feel like there is more teamwork today than there has been for a long time.
Absolutely.
And that is a lot of the battle, prioritizing what we need. You could talk to political figures in the past and the county would tell them one thing. The city would tell them one thing. The park district would tell them. Now everybody seems collectively in, what do we need to do in common to make all this happen?
Definitely. Yep. And that takes years of relationship building. And I think we're there, and it's exciting, and just so much coming, and our future so bright. It's amazing. Super bright even on this rainy day.
All right. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.